Welcome to the Property Nomads podcast, and Mark Champ of Wharf Financial is back with us to go through news for late November and December. Mark, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
You've just come off site. Don't need to dive into that. So you're out and about on the road at the moment. So apologies, people listening, if the audio is a little bit hit and miss. Got to be on site. It is what it is. Mark, had some really good feedback from last time. People really enjoyed the sort of market facts, what's going on, and enjoyed, you know, listening to a bit of back and forth about, you know, various investments and whatnot. Obviously, we're here to talk about property. How's the last month been in terms of workload, numbers? What have you seen that needs to be shared?
So when you talk to a broker and you say, how's business? Every broker, everybody says, do you know what? Business is fantastic. So busy. It's always busy. So it's crazy. I wonder what really busy looks like. But I would say, to be completely honest, the last month has been slightly slower than usual. And I don't know if it's slower because of coming up to Christmas. We had a lot of people come to us during the summer, spring, summertime. And those deals are now sort of trickling off. The HMOs that are being converted are in progress. And then it'll be in the spring where they're finished and they're going to be going on to a buy-to-let. So the seasonal cycle seems to be in play. And it is slower, but I think it is because of Christmas. I think with people a bit worried again about maybe a lockdown, who knows what's going to happen. I would say it's been a little bit slower if I had to, you know, put a bracket around it.
Fair enough. And just for people that might be listening to this that are not overly experienced in property. Now, I've always been made aware from an investor point of view that the quiet months as such are normally or traditionally August and December. Summer holidays for August, of course. Or to be fair, if you believe global warming, it'll be summer holidays in December sooner rather than later. But that's a different podcast in itself. But being serious, Christmas for December. Now, that's from an investor point of view. From a mortgage broker point of view, do you find that August and December are normally the quieter months, or do you have a different pattern from a brokerage perspective?
I would say, yeah, August and December usually are the quieter months. You usually get a couple of people in December trying to rush things through. They need to do them before Christmas, and you do see that happen. But this August was slightly different. I would say that was a really busy month for us, August. And I think because stamp duty holiday, the first part of it had come to an end in June, there was an overhang. So there were a lot of deals that were still going on that people had missed the deadlines, or, you know, there was still legals to be done. There was catching up to do for paperwork. So August was really busy. December, yeah, usually slower. And then people think, you know, start of the new year, let's do something new. Let's look at different income streams, and properties at the top of everybody's list.
So you find basically from, you know, January, February, March, you know, et cetera, you get a lot of extra people come to you. Again, for that very reason, people thinking of new income streams, or people that have left December and just gone into January and then start looking to refinance and bits and pieces like that. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the smaller investors, they think, you know, new income stream, let's start January. But the bigger investors as well, it's the same. They think we're going to get a run on probably a bit of better weather coming. So if we start the process of buying things now, and then by the time, you know, 6-8 weeks has happened of the finance process, we can start the build, and the weather's a little bit better. So seasonality really does play a big part in the life of a broker.
So in terms of where we're sitting then, and what we've seen in the last 4 weeks, obviously trying to make it as month to month as possible, there seems to be generic good business confidence out there. Let's just talk generic macroeconomics for the UK. Yes, there's a new variant that, you know, may or may not cause havoc. I mean, it probably will. But in terms of generic business confidence, from what I've read, and, you know, Lloyds published a report recently, business confidence seems to be okay. From your breakfast meetings that you've had with Wharf Financial and other people, do you have anything else to add on to that?
Yeah, it's again, when you see things in the press, there's usually an agenda behind them. And there's often good sentiment put out because somebody has a motive to do that. What I'm seeing is, we saw something during the week, actually, this week, saying a third of all manufacturing businesses will need to restructure their financial arrangements within the next year. And that's a pretty, you know, interesting statement. And I think it says quite a lot, because CBILS is coming to an end now. People have had their year interest-free. And even the customers that I've got in the property sector that took CBILS to help them, they're now needing to refinance. And a lot of this is on commercial property. And commercial property now is not as cheap as it was 3, 4, 5 years ago when we're talking about interest rates. For instance, if you look to Shawbrook, their rates are around, they're over 6% for commercial property, which is pretty high. Another interesting thing that's happened is Alica Bank have bought a book from AIB, Allied Irish Bank. So everything below £5 million of lending, Alica Bank, who are one of the new fintech lenders, have bought. So I think there's some people looking at the niches, and I think that's because there is uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, niches come about and people try and find a way of, you know, making their profits there. Another thing that I was thinking about the other day, actually, was with regards to when or if there is going to be a recession or a bit of a downturn, because everybody was thinking, you know, when COVID lockdown finishes, it's going to go down straight away. You know, there's going to be problems in the economy. But there needs to be a bit more time for this to play out. And we've seen inflation go up. We've seen material costs go up. We've seen the end of furlough and things like that. But people are still surviving. And that is because, in my opinion, the stimulus that's been put in is propping it up. I think 2022, a few months in, 4 or 5 months in, maybe without the same activity as we saw in last year's April, May time, which won't be there because of the stamp duty or the lack of stamp duty holiday, I think there could be some darker times ahead in the next 4 or 5 months, maybe.
I would agree. I would agree. And I think that there needs to be a dose of realism there, which I'm sure, I don't want to sort of keep beating the same drum, but I think we're going to have to month by month by month, purely because, number one, we're thinking very alike here. There's a lot of stimulus coming to an end or has come to an end, not just the property market to an extent, but also, you know, stock market. Not every stock, I'm not tarring everything with the same brush. There's a lot of QE that's been done. And at the end of the day, the reason inflation's been created is you've got all this excess or extra demand as a result, but they've not, in effect, altered the supply. So there's not exactly been an increase in the amount of goods or services being produced, which therefore leaves more cash chasing the same amount of goods. Now, any sort of 10-year-old could probably tell you prices are going to go up as a result of that. So I'm sure we'll be having the same conversation month by month by month. I know from speaking to various property people, whether they're sourcing or trying to get deals in, you might get the odd deal out and about there, possibly. But a lot of people I've been speaking to have found it challenging in 2021 to get deals because you've got this extra competition through either newbie investors or just regular people that are taking advantage of stamp duty relaxation in order to buy homes. So, yeah, a lot going on. I agree with your sentiment that, you know, new variant and, you know, political agendas and whatever other agendas there are out there, be one to watch. Going back to this new variant, have you heard anything from any lenders? I mean, they're probably going to play it cautious, I imagine, but has there been any murmurings so far?
There hasn't been anybody saying, because there's a new variant, we're restricting our policy. We, over the years, I think it's been, as I was saying just a moment ago, it's the commercial sector that's had the rise in interest rates. So that's already in play. They've sort of priced that in already, that there's this extra risk out there for the retail and the commercial sectors. So rates have gone up. One thing I did have noticed recently, a lot of the products that come out now for the lenders, especially the fintech lenders, they're usually limited editions. So they're trying to, in my opinion, trying to keep a bit nimble so that they can pull these limited editions really quickly and they don't have to put them in their full product suite straight away. So I don't know if that's the motivation for it, but it just, it feels like there's, it's shaky ground and people are just wanting to make sure they can adjust their position very quickly.
So if you were given, and again, I appreciate that you're going to have different clients in different positions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. With economically, with what you've seen in the last year and with what you're thinking, not necessarily just for next year, but a few years down the line, would your generic advice be to get onto a long-term fixed or keep on a tracker, maybe keep on a variable? Or again, does that just depend on the customer, their risk profile and what they're looking to achieve?
The easy answer is to say it depends on the customer because everybody's circumstances are different and everybody's circumstances change day by day. I'm doing a project at the moment and the start of the week, we were thinking about doing a two-year fix. By the end of the week, we decided on doing a five-year fix. And that was all because things have moved. And I think what people need to do is just understand what their long-term goal is. We spoke about it last month about what their overall ambition is and their motivation. And if it is a longer play, then a 5 or a 10 year fix is probably a better option. But if they want to do more projects, and a lot of it's about your personality as well. If you're hungry and motivated and want to get out and do more projects and you're fixed in for 5 years, you're going to have a big early repayment charge. So it's probably a good idea not to fix in for that long. It does depend on circumstance, but there are some cracking rates out there at the moment that, you know, may tempt you into a longer term fix, but beware there are penalties if you do want to break them.
Are you able to go into a couple of examples of what you've seen?
Well, my project that I'm doing, the property, we were looking for a 5 year fix and a interest rate that came in had attached to it 5% breakage costs. And that's for every year for the 5 years. We slightly increased our interest rate and have got a stepped early repayment charge now. So it goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 across. And we're happy to pay that slightly extra to do that. There's fixed rates out there at the moment for 2 years, which are still very attractive, but who knows where interest rates will be in 2 years. Things are changing all the time. So it's very difficult to predict. But then there's Lambay, who are a really good lender who we use. They've got their products with no early repayment charges. It's on a tracker. So therefore, you don't have to fix in at all, but you're not going to have any certainty. It's going to be a more, you know, uncertain place for you. But there's options out there. So it's all about your long-term goal and what you want to get to. And if you know that you're ambitious and you know that you're not going to be able to sit on your hands, which is, you know, probably where I was at, you probably don't want to fix in for 5, 10 years. You want to give yourself a bit of flexibility.
Which moves nicely on to two topics there before we wrap up. Number one being interest rates. We'll get on to that in a second. But number two, in the book Property FAQs, which you've contributed brilliantly to, which is in the process of being edited at the moment, that's something that you and I beat the drum about a lot. I've noticed that when I've read through the final draft, when it comes down to not just speaking to brokers, but it comes down to what are you doing it for? What's the end goal? What do you want to achieve? What's your lifestyle like? If you can nail those three things, and yeah, they change every now and then, but if you can nail those three things, where why are you doing it? And of course, always speak to a mortgage broker, then you're probably going to get your answers from what you're doing. And I think you've just highlighted that perfectly with your example there.
Yeah, it really is horses for courses. The property I'm doing at the moment, it's a full-time job doing that. My wife and I share the load on that. But it's very difficult to run a project and do your day job and look after kids. So you're not going to do it every 5 minutes. So that could have an effect. Sorry, my phone just went there. That could have effects on your overall motivations, what your current circumstances is. And with regards to your motivation, I spoke about it last week. There are other ways to make money. It doesn't always have to be property, but property is one that you can manage yourself. It's one that you can leverage the funds that you've got, so you can borrow more than you've actually got in the bank. And it's a way to make money and be in control of that. And there's so many options out there. So as long as you know where you want to get to, you're aware of those options and you do it sensibly, then crack on, give it a go.
100%. I couldn't agree more. I think that's, yeah, again, fantastic advice. And it's advice that you've put down almost religiously in property FAQs. Mark, just quickly on interest rates. And again, maybe it's analysis paralysis, trying to make predictions. What are your thoughts on any potential interest rate hikes? Do you think it's likely the Bank of England are looking to do that in 2022? Or do you think that's too risky for the BOE?
I think it will go up. I think it would have been very soon. But with this new variant, you add that onto the variant, that's a whole lot of problem to handle for the general public and the borrowers. It's going to be difficult. Material costs are going up as well. It'll be difficult. I think it has to happen because inflation's running away. It really does have to, something has to be done. And you can't keep just pumping money into the economy. It doesn't work. So I think we will see some slight increments in the interest rates shortly. I think next year it will happen, but I don't think it'll be as sharp as maybe we thought a month ago. I think we were expecting a definite rise quickly, but I think it will just be slightly more reserved than it would have been.
Well, one way to find out, and let's see what 2022 can bring us. In a nutshell, just to recap there, we both sort of sat here and agreed that December and August naturally the two quietest times of the month. If you're just getting started in property investing, know why you're doing it, so have the end in mind, and that will make it easier when you come to speaking to brokers. We both agree there's probably been a bit too much QE going on. Inflation's, getting to a stage where it's running away. It'll probably continue for the foreseeable, to be brutally honest with you. And you believe that it's likely that there is going to be an interest rate rise as a result. Any other business for December? Any other stats, facts, anything you've seen that you feel that needs to be added to this episode?
Trying to think if there is anything. To be honest, I don't think there is, not off the top of my head. I think the thing I would just say to people is December's the ideal time to do your research. It's a time when agents probably have a little bit more time because there aren't people putting offers in on everything every 5 minutes. So it's a good time to do your research. You can see a whole year now with sporadic lockdowns and difficult times. So you use that time to do your research, look at the figures, the facts, the sentiments. Have a look at Money Weekly as well, the publication. I really like that. I've subscribed recently and I find that useful to see from a macro perspective, and it features property in there. So that's all I would say.
Fantastic stuff. And as usual, we will put the links of how to contact yourself or financial. That'll be in the show notes. And as always, I would say go and subscribe to the War Financial newsletter. It comes out every Friday, I believe. Very good read, very concise, a lot of great information in there. Well, not to date stamp podcast episodes, but Mark, I will say happy Christmas. And of course, the listeners, have a great Christmas. We'll be back in January. We'll probably make a couple of predictions, like, and put them down and see. We'll maybe make a couple of predictions for 2022, get them written down and see who fares better. If you're up for that, a little bit of a competition for next year, how does that sound?
Definitely, I'll give it a go.
Fantastic. Well, Mark, have a great Christmas. Thanks for the insight again, and catch you in January.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.